It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're at 40 degrees in Effingham, off a morning low of 34. Got to 54 yesterday, looking for a high of 58 today. Another windy day. Wind gusts close to 30 miles an hour. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. A reminder for Neoga listeners that the first day of school after the storm hit this past week will be Wednesday, not today. First day of school, the return is Wednesday, and a reminder that high school students will resume instruction at the Neoga Community Center, what once was the elementary school in Neoga. So those two big changes, and we'll do our best to keep you up to date and see what we can do about letting you know about the latest and up-to-datest about the situation there. Also, an Edgewood man has been sentenced to jail time and 2 years probation for offenses in Clay County. 47-year-old Isaac Fancher pleaded guilty to a felony count of aggravated domestic battery for an offense in March of 2024. The Clay County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshals Service conducted an operation in Larkinsburg Township relating to a Clay County arrest warrant. Fancher was placed on the probation as well as 170 days in jail. A Class X felony count of home invasion was dismissed as part of the settlement of the case. Two counts of aggravated battery were also dismissed. Effingham County Sheriff's officers arrested an Altamont resident, 25-year-old Valak Bernal, on an original warrant charging escape. Bernal was in custody at last report. State police arrested an Osceola, Arkansas resident, 36-year-old Camatrice Williams, on counts of unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon and aggravated unlawful possession of a weapon. Williams was in custody at last report. The Effingham Unit 40 School Board meets tonight. Meeting time is 6 o'clock at the unit offices on South Banker. They'll start the meeting with a hearing on a waiver regarding attendance for school for Lincoln's birthday, and that would be in effect for the next 5 years, should that be approved. So that hearing will begin things, then they'll move into regular business. They'll discuss high school semester exams, Unit 40 staff end-of-year days to work, online registration information, an announcement from the Illinois Association of School Boards, a presentation from a bond company for potential methods to pay for potential facility project upgrades. They'll also look at approving next year's school calendar, the latest on discipline and handbook changes. There were a series of meetings held at the buildings in the district, and any of those matters that were raised at those meetings will be considered for a change in the handbook or the discipline policy. They'll also look at renewing membership in the IHSA. They'll also look at student iPad and laptop manual for the coming school year. They also will vote on whether or not to move forward with the purchase of a cybersecurity upgrade. And they'll also look at amending the current school year calendar regarding the use of two emergency days. They'll then go into closed session. Once they come back into open session, the Unit 40 Board will consider approving a strength and conditioning professional position job description. They'll also look at approving the 21st century job description for the lead instructors. That's the after-school and summer program that has been discussed at recent meetings. They'll also look at approving a coordinator for the MTSS SEL program. That would be for the coming school year. In addition, they'll also look at approving contracts with partners for the 21st Century Grant After School Program. That would run, by the way, from tomorrow through May 15th. And then they would also look at approving hiring 21st Century co-coordinators for the after school and summer programs. That would run, once school's out, through August 1st. So those matters before the Unit 40 School Board tonight at 6. Additionally, the Altamont City Council meets tonight, meeting time 6 o'clock at the municipal building. They'll look at a contract for clean uniform service. They'll also discuss repair or replacement of a sign at Schmidt Park, and they'll look at sale of a real estate plot at 301 North Main. Mowing bids as well. Again, the Altamont Council meets tonight. unemployment rates are out for area counties and for the state. The Illinois jobless rate in January was an even 5%. That's better than 5.2% 1 year ago. Effingham County's jobless rate in January was 4.2%. That's better than 4.9% a year ago. All of the area counties saw better numbers this year than last year. Coles County at 3.8%, Cumberland at 4.2%, Shelby at 4.6%, Clay County an even 6%, but that's better than a year ago. Also, Fayette County at 6.1% and Jasper County at 4.5%. In the Effingham area, total non-farm employment decreased by 400 jobs from a year earlier. Employment gains were posted in leisure and hospitality and government. There were no changes in financial activities, and the jobless numbers were up in manufacturing, private education and health services, construction, information, natural resources and mining, professional and business services, trade, transportation and utilities, and that category they call other services. Washington Savings Bank has announced the hiring of Landon Etheridge as Assistant Vice President and Loan Officer in Effingham. With 20 years of banking experience and roots in the Effingham community, Etheridge, according to the bank, brings a strong commitment to helping customers achieve their financial goals. Etheridge has lived in Effingham for 2 decades and has been actively involved in the community, previously serving as a member of Effingham Sunrise Rotary and a mentor with Unit 40 Schools. Voters must put pressure on congressional Republicans to avoid cuts to social services. That's the word from Governor Pritzker and Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. Capital News Illinois reports that Durbin and Pritzker made separate stops throughout Illinois this past week to highlight how proposed federal spending cuts could affect Illinois. At a hospital in Taylorville on Thursday, Durbin said cuts to Medicaid could force some rural hospitals to close. And Pritzker says hundreds of thousands of residents would lose health care coverage if cuts were made. More than 3 million people in Illinois are covered by the traditional Medicaid program. More than 700,000 people are covered under an expansion. Pritzker says the costs of the program are too high for the state to make up if Congress reduces them. News from St. Anthony High School that some students have performed well, both academically and musically. Congratulations to Ronan Bailey for a piano solo and Susie Truppiano for a vocal solo. They both earned Best of Day awards in the IHSA Solo and Ensemble Contest. And Aces has been a traditional stomping ground for the St. Anthony squad and other area schools. And the Academic Challenge Team Aces, coached by Matthew Poston, competed in sectional competition at Eastern earlier this month, and the team earned first place. Individual winners were Laney Walker, first place in English and first place in chemistry, and Madison Haney, third place in math and third in chemistry. So congratulations. And if there are other schools who have students who performed well, be sure to let us know. We'd be glad to pass that along. Let's take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
Red or green? The question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103. Or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Our inventory is always changing. We buy 15 to 20 pre-owned vehicles a week from Ford and Lincoln factory sales and trade for another 15 to 20 vehicles. This means there's always something different to look at. We stock all makes and models in every price range. So please stop and see our huge selection, whether you're shopping for a different vehicle or using our wonderful service department. All of us at Northside Ford thank you for your continued patronage.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/evergreennursingandrehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Are you ready for prom season? Weber Clothing in Totopolis has an extensive selection of prom tuxedos and accessories to keep you looking sharp and stylish. With a variety of colors and styles, you're sure to find the perfect fit for your big night. Their knowledgeable staff will help you choose the right accessories to complete your look. But don't wait, book early. Stop by Weber Clothing in Totopolis today and make your prom night unforgettable.
A look at deaths on this Monday. Mickey Veach, 76, of rural Mason, died on Saturday night. Funeral arrangements for Mickey Veach are pending at Geesking Funeral Home in Altamont. Norma Siebert, 97, of Altamont, died Sunday morning. Funeral arrangements for Norma Siebert are pending at Geesking Funeral Home in Altamont. Marita C. Kemmy, 85, of Effingham, died on Sunday. Funeral arrangements for Marita Kemmy are pending at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Virginia Osick, 93, of Altamont, died Saturday afternoon. Funeral arrangements for Virginia Osick are pending at Geesking Funeral Home in Altamont. Barbara Joan Allred, 92, of Shelbyville, died early Friday morning. Funeral services for Barbara Joan Allred will be Tuesday, tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Howanyaki Funeral Home in Shelbyville. Visitation will be from 11 to 1 on Tuesday. Holden T. Schmidt, 20, of Stewartson, died on Wednesday. Funeral services for Holden Schmidt will be this Wednesday at 12 noon at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation will be from 10 to noon on Wednesday morning. Graveside military rites and interment for John Michael or Bake Baker, 69, of St. Peter, will be today. It'll be at a different location I'd first mentioned. It'll be at St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery in Sigel. That'll be today at 2 o'clock for John Michael or Bake Baker. Here's a look at our forecast. Increasing clouds, although not yet. A lot of sunshine right now. High today of 58. Winds from the west at 10 to 20, going to gust close to 30 miles an hour. Then tonight, a 50% chance of rain, mainly after 8 p.m. Mostly cloudy, a low right around 40, and winds 5 to 10 out of the west, but they're going to calm from that this evening. And then Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 60, but again, winds gusting over 20 miles an hour. Another shot at a shower early on Wednesday morning, and then again on Thursday afternoon, and then Thursday night and Friday, there's a chance of rain. So we'll do our best to keep you up to date. Right now, off a morning low of 34 and yesterday's high of 54, we're at 40 degrees in Effingham, wind chill of 34, by the way, 0.7 of an inch of rainfall reported here at the studios. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.